Next question comes from Myrna. And the question is, what can I do to relieve me of my hand, foot, and inner head tremors, or at least reduce the tremors? Question. Now, Myrna, I also want to just comment on the issue, the powerful influence of thoughts. So in the words that you are using in your question, you are qualifying what you expect will be the outcome. You're saying at least, that's clearly qualifying, and you're saying reduce, that's also clearly qualifying. Is that really all that you expect to see happen? So thought forms determine the outcome. If that's what you expect will happen, that is, maybe you'll have a reduction in your tremor, that's all you're going to get. So why not set a clearer expectation of what you want to see happen? You know, what is it in your life that you want to be able to accomplish? And I think you'll find you'll get a much more exciting outcome and a result. People oftentimes downplay the influence of thoughts on our lives and what we're able to manifest. But I'm here to tell you that's where it is at when it comes to being able to manifest anything. So when we qualify our expectation of what we think we want to see happen, that's exactly what happens. So when you buy in to that false belief template out there that's everywhere on the internet, you search any website except mine and a few others, that basically says, well, here's the story on Parkinson's. And what you'll see in the third or fourth paragraph is, well, as everybody knows, Parkinson's is degenerative. It's not true. And if you believe that it is true, if you embrace that belief, then that's what's going to happen for you. If you buy into it, then there's not much in any therapy will wind up being able to do positively for your symptoms. So I would just suggest scratch those words and ask yourself, what is it that you want to manifest in your life, and set that as your intention. Now, Myrna continues, the tremors are in my left hand, left foot, and upper inner left side of my head. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2014. I declined prescription meds. Now, what I did with your question, Myrna, is, since you told me the actual origin of your symptoms, I went to my handy Meridian book. It's one of the kinds of modules in the Jumpstart to Recovery course that I cover. And I began to thumb through my little book to find out, okay, what meridians are connected to your left hand, your left foot, and your upper, inner, and left side of your head? So I looked and looked and looked, and here's what I discovered. Okay, if we look at the meridians that connect to your left hand and to your left foot, we're talking about your small intestine as a source point. When we're looking at the upper inner left side of your head, we're looking at the following organs that are affected: your gallbladder, your stomach, your liver, and your spleen. So, what that suggests to me, Myrna, is the underlying issue for your symptoms winds up being digestive. And so focusing on digestion is going to lead you to a very promising outcome. And again, how I have determined that, and of course this is speculation, is to say, all right, if that was the originating source of these problems, what meridian connects to that? I would then suggest for all of you, you can do the same. You can go back and ask yourself the question, when I first began to experience these symptoms, what was the originating source? Was it my pinky finger in my left hand? Was it my pointing finger in my right hand? Where was it? And when I do consultations with people, I have my little book, and sometimes if a person can identify a specific source, I can look, and then we can trace where the meridian goes. We can find the organ systems that are compromised, and that gives incredibly helpful information about what's the underlying cause. And here, the research on Parkinson's has definitively determined, this is not just recently, but it's been now a number of years, that 90% of the brain is in the gut. I mean, it's not the other way around. A lot of people think, well, my brain, you know, covers 90% of everything and the gut is 10%. It's just the reverse. And so the origin of a lot of Parkinson's symptoms is in the gut. And a lot of the issues oftentimes reside in the fact that there's not enough good bacteria in the gut. Why isn't there enough good bacteria to digest what needs to be digested? Well, first of all, you may be eating food that your body is throwing out and rebelling against. But second of all, it's also very possible that in your gut, in your digestive system, whether it's your small intestine or your gallbladder, your stomach or your liver or your spleen, wherever it is, there may be some horrendous bacterial infection that is hiding out there, undercover. It could be mycoplasma. It could be strep. It could be staph. And one of the biggest infections that a lot of people are surprised about is the infection of appendicitis. So most people know the story of the emergency appendicitis operation where you go in and, oh, it's about to be burst and you're going to die. And, of course, the surgeons take out the appendicitis. But as it turns out, what happens to a lot of people is they get the infection in the appendix. The appendix doesn't get that compromised. It doesn't get that painful. But then the infection spreads. It spreads to the small intestines and then all the way up to the stomach. So if the appendicitis infection is in your digestive system, then what's going to happen is it's going to murder, literally, all of those good bacteria that your digestion needs to digest the food. So, Myrna, I would just suggest that given the source of your symptoms, that one direction that you might want to pursue will be to begin seriously to look at ways that you can support your digestive system. First, by eating live organic food, and second of all, by basically making a decision that you need to address the issues in your digestive system. If there's one radio show that I would recommend that you listen to who gives marvelous suggestions on how to address Parkinson's symptoms in general, would be the interview I did with Ross Pelton. He's a natural pharmacist. Ross is very well known in the pharmacy world as well as the natural healing world. And he gives suggestions on what you can do to enhance your digestive system, in particular suggestions on probiotics. He recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And I must admit to you also, Myrna, when I finished the interview with Ross, I started ordering some of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, mostly for my own family, and I found wonderful results from using those. So now I actually order them in much larger quantities so we can get a discount for ourselves, but we can make those available as well to other individuals who might be interested.